Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Now, we will close out with just a few statements. And one of those statements is made by Dr. George G.M. James, who wrote the book in 1954, Stolen Legacy, to whom we owe so much in the field of scholarship. And he said that the main purpose of all knowledge in the ancient world, on page 27 he stated that, was for us to become godlike. The object of all knowledge and of all learning and all material wealth was for us to, as President Mario Badelli says in the book, Foundations of a Black Nation, he says that we somehow have to get to free the land, not just for political power, but to get back to the place where we can pursue the knowledge again, where we can solve the mystery of life and death. We probably would have solved the mystery of life and death had our high culture civilization not been interrupted by these restless people who were unhappy with themselves, therefore unhappy with the rest of the world. No one knows how far we would have went in our pursuit of knowledge. After all, we were living to be an average of 120. How far could we have taken it? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we could have lived at least 1,000 years before even thinking about death. Just think on that. So not only do you have to free the land and help to liberate the rest of the planet Earth for political power again, you have to do it so that all humanity can once again get back on its proper course. And we can live life as it's supposed to be lived.
You, I fight myself, I fight God to tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorstep. Life to live in hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bump the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray to me. My pain to me.
About the white man's world.
an end to this age, an end to this dispensation in time, an end to the way things are run as we have come to know it in the world today. An end to the world. Otherwise, God has no reason to blow up the planet Earth. He set the planet Earth on a course, and it still bows and bends and yields and submits to the divine will and dictate of Almighty God. He set it on a course, and it moves at 1,037 and a third miles per hour. It doesn't pick up a second, nor does it lose a second. It goes and moves according to the law under which he created it, and it bows to his will. Nothing is as rebellious as the white man. Everything that God says thou shalt not do, the white man says, gee whiz, buddy, it's all right. Come on, try it. You like it, baby. It's okay. Gee whiz, you guys are too rigid. You only live once, man. Come on. You know the Chuck talks like that. I'm talking about Bob. I'm talking about Bill. I'm talking about Larry. You know the guys I'm talking about. Now, sister, you acting like you don't know them. Well, that's why we don't allow no white folks in here. Because if we had white folks in here, you'd be looking all behind you and wondering what Bob and Bill and Larry and Susie and Cindy might be thinking. So this is a family meeting. We don't allow white folks in here. We don't have no Chinese. We don't have no Japanese. We don't have no Vietnamese. We don't have no Koreans. We don't have no French. We don't have no English. We don't have no Dutch, no Greek, no Freak. We don't have none of them in here. Nobody but the black man and the black woman is citizens of the slaves and the people of God's church. You're the only ones that we allow in here. This is your meeting hall. This is your liberty hall. This is your freedom hall. This is your independence hall. This is your constitutional convention. If you're going to get free at all, it's going to be here. If you're going to get free at all, it's going to be under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Not the white man, because this white man is so slick and so quick. Until he can steal your language right off of the tip of your tongue, and you don't even know it's gone. He can steal a thought right out of the middle of your head, and you don't even know that it's gone. In fact, you not only don't know it's gone, hell, you don't even know you had it.
Victims of police brutality, and we don't even have the time to name all of us killed at the hands of brute beast police. It was former Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall who spoke at Howard Jew University, sometimes called Howard University. And as he spoke there, he said that the Ku Klux Klan, that the white paramilitary right-wing organizations, the Nazis and others, that the Klan no longer just wears white hoods and white sheets, but now the Klan wears blue uniforms, carries a badge or a shield and a legal, quote-unquote, weapon, that the Klan now wears black robes and sits on the judge's bench to rule from the courtroom. And so Thurgood Marshall, having been a Supreme Court justice, too afraid to make bold stands himself, but in a sense like the spook who sat by the door, on his way out, he could begin to give up a little bit of the truth. And right here in New York, we have Judge Bruce Wright. And as we read his book, Black Robes, White Jesters, in Black Robes, White Jesters, Judge Bruce Wright gives us the inside track on the criminal justice system of the white man. And never call it a criminal justice system unless you put the adjective in front of it, that it is a criminal justice system. In fact, it is the criminal justice system. It is no wonder that there is police brutality, because the white man is a criminal. He's the number one criminal on the face of the planet Earth. Criminals established the criminal justice system of white America. Every law in the penal code system of the state of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, California, Georgia, no matter where, and the penal code for the federal government of the United States of America, every law in the penal code book, every law was broken by the white man in order to establish that state, to establish this state, and to establish what he calls the United States of America. Every law. Some of you saw us on Harold Hope. That's what he is. That's a little Ebonics. I can't call him Harold Hoare. Ebonically speaking, he's Harold Hope.
You saw us get into the jail for the stench coming from them. They just beat them until they urinate on themselves, beat them until their bowels would waste all over. He said he'd grab them and just throw them down the steps, just throw them down. And another cracker down at the other end of the steps or catch them at the other end of the steps, kick them and beat them. No, you got to, I'm here to tell you that the only way you're going to stop police brutality is you got to stand up and be brutal with this damn beast. You got to step to this cracker or it will never stop. You can moan, you can groan, you can sing, you can pray, you can recite, you can claim you know all the Quran, Old Testament, all the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, the Quran from Al-Fatiha to Al-Nas. You can know all the Medunete. You can know Maya, truth, justice, righteousness, harmony, balance, order, reciprocity. You can name those of the Netter system. You can go and study the Odu text and substantiate your position according to Odu. You can study the Ifa, or the Word, or the Akan, or the Yoruba, and run through the pantheon of the Orisha. You can call on Oludumare. You can call on Ilegba, and Shango, and Obatula, and Oshun, and Ogun, and Yemonya. You can know all of that. But unless you're willing to stand up and step to this white man, we will never get out of this condition. Frederick Douglass said the limits of a tyrant is prescribed by exactly how far you will let that tyrant go. He won't stop if you don't stop him. It's like any bully. The bully will keep picking on you until you get him to raise up off of you. Some of us will lose our lives. Tupac is gone already. Biggie is gone already. Many of us, Yusuf Hawkins is gone already. Many of us are already dead and we're dying every day. And while we're here in Queens tonight, black men and women and young black boys are dying at the hands of some cracker somewhere in America right now. I would rather die for a cause than to die because you in some bar room pinching somebody's wife on the booty on the bar stool and get your throat cut with a Miller Lite bottle. It's a hell of a life, man. That's a hell of a way to go. Say, your daddy got killed. Say, yeah. How'd he get killed? Say, he pinched somebody's wife on the booty at the bar stool. The dude picked up a Miller Lite bottle of Budweiser Light and broke it and cut his throat. Is that the way he died? Well, he died in the East Coast, West Coast fight. East Coast? West Coast? You a damn fool. You'll die over some bullshit? Some damn records? A damn CD? You are what you call a recording studio gangster? Oh, you bad as hell in the recording studio. Ain't a nigga in the world better than you. Capone couldn't mess with you. Babyface Nelson. None of them couldn't mess with you. A recording studio gangster. You just as bad as you can be. You gon' blow, put your gat in the nigga's mouth and blow the nigga's brains out. I'll stomp that hoe, I'll kick that bitch. White man, show up, you can be a rat peel.
And in the prison populations, it points to the efficiency of their criminal organization. How do we say that? A mafia don who has a very efficient criminal operation, who can create a murder incorporated, who can engage in drug trafficking and killing and murdering and extortion, the same kind of games I've been reading to you here tonight, can earn so much money until he can keep his children innocent, keep them out of jail, give them good educations, and the whole bit. You understand what I'm getting at? In other words, those children's names do not appear on the crime blotters. They are not in the jails because their fathers are such good mafia operators. So even their innocence speaks to the efficient criminality of their fathers. And because then the white boys are not in jail with the black boys, do not make the assumption that means the white boys are less criminal or their fathers are less criminal. It means they just have a criminally efficient operation. We got to move on here. This country then is an imperialist criminal operation because it robs the people at home, and you see it as it robs the people abroad. It constricts the black males to fight its criminal wars. It maintains worldwide terror and extortion. It, of course, maintains the criminality in Namibia, South Africa, Angola, Panama, Grenada, Central South America, Zaire, and the whole bit. I accuse this nation of being a criminal nation because it engages in the health neglect of our people. This nation, as determined by,
makes war
against the subordinate classes. It engages in criminal activity, and it is a criminal society when it engages in unfair labor practices, job discrimination, when at the end of the Reconstruction there were more black skilled workers than there were whites, and the whites unionized to keep the blacks from taking advantage of the opportunities that were available to them. It is indicted for labor racketeering when it runs black men away from its construction sites, when we go into a black community where housing is supposedly being made and built for black residents, and we see few, if any, black men building those houses. And when those black men come to work on those sites, they are chased away by the police and the construction workers. And when they are chased away and made to stand on the corners, then they are accused of refusing to work and desiring not to work. We accuse this society of being a criminogenic society, of being a criminal organization, of being an organization that engages in chronic white-on-black violence, when it engages in drug trafficking, when it imports the drugs that poisons our neighborhoods and destroys the consciousness of our people, destroys their health, and learns self-control. If the society moves our children into black-on-black violence because it engages them in frustration and the dealing with their frustrations in incorrect ways, then we must train our children to be task-oriented, to solve the causes of problems and not engage in dealing with the symptoms of problems. We must teach them to discern the sources of their frustration and remove those sources and tear them out from the root. We must teach them how to use their anger and aggressive feelings positively. Every emotion that is in the human mind is there for a positive reason, and they must be used for positive reasons. Anger is a positive emotion if it is used correctly. So is aggression. God did not put anger and aggression in you just for negative purposes alone. But we must be taught how to use those things. We must teach them to be resourceful and how to get around those frustrations, to develop social intelligence, skills, and competence. We must teach them coping strategies for stress. If they displace their anger and use their anger to attack themselves and destroy themselves and to destroy others like themselves, we must get them to know their real enemy. We must get them to recognize that this enemy, this white man, is only a man, that he bleeds and dies like any other man.
To our program for the future.
Economy right now, it's extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage. Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
Mother, so-and-so, and a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
Right one, then the rest will fall behind. Tell me who's got control of your mind, your worldview. Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying, cause Uncle Sam got a plan. If you examine what they telling us, then you will understand what they planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars, or what they doing when they up in the stars. Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He's filling our heads with lies, got us hypnotized when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really means us, there's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the goose is still good for the gander, see.
I don't believe Bob Marley got me cancer. 31 years ago, I would've been a panther. They killed Huey because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. I don't want no computer chip in my arm. I don't wanna die by a nuclear bomb. I say we all rush the Pentagon, pull out guns and grab the intercom. My first words will be, I believe man made God out of ignorance and fear. If God made man, then why the hell would he put us here? I thought he supposed to be the all-loving, the same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regular shit. They try to feed us all this half-ass leadership, flipping position. They turn politician and shut the hell up and follow tradition. Boy, your TV screen is telling lies to your vision. Every channel got some brainwashed cop shit to watch. Running up in niggas' cribs claiming that they earned shots. Just a plot. But Buster, can you tell me who's greedier? The big corporations, the pigs or the media? Sign of the times, terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplanes falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown, who burned the churches to the ground with no evidence found. It's not coincidence. There's been too many steady incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that bomb at the Olympics, but it probably was the FBI. Deep at the core, cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed you because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. You killed Huey because you knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is motherfucking propaganda. Cake.
great love and a great understanding, and that we try to extend this to the general black population and also people, oppressed people all over the world. And I think that we differ from some other groups simply because we understand the system better than most groups understand the system. And with this realization, we attempted to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength that we have, and that's the strength of a potentially destructive force if we don't get freedom.
Black power, black power, talk black to us, black people, black power family. You black with us here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Live here on day 557. Press the number 1 to go live in tonight's discussion, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, you're live here tonight. We're so glad to have you back. What else would you be doing on Saturday than being here live on New Black Panther Party Radio with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff? A powerful introduction as we came into this broadcast. We heard the wise words of Dr. Ishaka Musa Barashango, the wise, great teachings and revolutionary mastery of the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And of course, we heard from the good doctor, our great ancestor, Dr. Amos Wilson, and all three of those of our great ancestor, forever praises due. And we welcome you here to New Black Panther Party Radio. Visit our national website, nbpp.org. to join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, not just because we say so, not just because of any of that. We're telling you that now is the time as we broadcast to you on this broadcast, September 11, 2021. And here on this broadcast, we will identify the rise of the black nation's world. As Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad said, the rise of the black man in the black woman's world, and it is the fall of the white man's world, or the fall of the American criminal enterprise that is constantly committing acts of genocide and ethnic cleansing against the African communities here in this nation and abroad. And every time you tune in here live on this radio broadcast, we're going to give it to you raw. Raw means the basic, down to the basic. Basic form of anything is the raw form. We're going to get down to the basics. We're going to get down to it like we did in our introduction. We're going to be uncensored. That means that we will not be censored. We are respectful and we are courteous to all people, and we demand the same in return. But we will not be censored. We will not be told how to speak, what to say. We're speaking for black people. Brother who have called in here tonight, sister who have called in here tonight, it does not matter where you're listening from. This is your broadcast, New Black Panther Party Radio. Oh, family, we're telling you we have so much information to bring to you here tonight. Raw and uncensored, straight to the truth. Join the New Black Panther Party because we are a revolutionary formation, which means we know that the entire system of this criminal enterprise must go. We are not trying to reform or revive. We are trying to revolt and completely constructively change and bring about the continued rise of our black nation. We are Pan-African. So not only are we revolutionary here in the New Black Panther Party, for all the other many reasons you should join, we are also Pan-African. We believe that the plight of our people, and we struggle from this wicked, sick, twisted, white cracker devil. It has operated these crimes of ethnic cleansing and genocide, operated here in the United States of America and also abroad on the continent of Africa and other melanated nations. We are Pan-African in that we believe that our collective work and responsibility, our cooperative economics, our ujima, must be met with clear direction and instruction and collaboration, both here in the African communities here and also the African communities on the continent and elsewhere. We are revolutionary Pan-Africanists. We're also black nationalists. One of the reasons of the many is you would be joining the new Black Panther Party because we are black nationalists, and there is nothing wrong with that. We learned from our great ancestors. Malcolm X, black nationalism is controlling the politics. We get down to the politics and the politics. It's so-called white supremacy. So we say to hell with that, right? We're building a black nation. We have no tolerance for crackers and have no tolerance for Negroes who want to continue as neo-colonialists. So we are a black nationalist, and we believe that we are a nation, and we believe that we should be given reparation for the hell that has been put on to our people now 400 or 500 years. We've been dealing with this damn beast. There is a debt that must be paid as we continue to solidify our nation as a sovereign people. We are black nationalists. We are also scientists. The first question that you ask in science is why? We have answered these questions. Why? Why are we in this wicked, oppressive nation? We did not come here on a vacation. Many of our ancestors were kidnapped away from their homes in Africa, brought here to be the burden bearer of the American cracker. Then we have those who were here indigenously, natively, aboriginally here on this land who make up the native ancestral people and the empires that once spanned every diameter and square mile of this side of the hemisphere and that side of the hemisphere. We are the great people of the empires that have not even been touched today politically, infrastructurally, culturally, spiritually. This cracker ain't shit. But today, we have seen that they have manipulated not only the information, and when you join the new Black Panther Party, we will give you the tools to understand. But what is understanding and having tools if we do not choose to use them? Come on over to the warrior class. Look at all the great work that is being done. When Hurricane Ida came out of the Gulf and barreled towards the Louisiana coast, we watched it. We watched the models. We seen where it was gone. We were listening to what was being said in a controlled white press. We gave clear black militant instruction and direction. Some were able to evacuate. And again, we only speak for our people. We're not talking about nobody else. Some of our people were able to evacuate. Some were not. In these same areas that were affected by Hurricane Ida, we identify a few, but there are many. But we identify La Place and Kenner and just the New Orleans metropolitan area in general, but those in from there all the way in Baton Rouge lost power, and many still have no power and have been forecast to have no power for 4 to 6 weeks. It could be longer. This is a very manipulative strategy of psychological warfare and tactics of attrition used against our people, as we see time and time again after these storms hit. The Red Cross, UNICEF, none of these devils, none of them who get billions of dollars in funding, government grants and funding, have stretched a white finger to lend a hand to our people. It has been the freedom fighter. And let us be clear, here in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, the new Black Panther Party, Black Cross, our humanitarian arm, our emergency response team. Not only did we forecast, not only did we collect the supplies and give on this broadcast clear instruction and updates on the storm, but we collected supplies. And we thank all of those who contributed. The work is not done. And for all of those who will contribute, the work is not done. Ain't no in and out. This is a protracted war of attrition. We then had to move those supplies. to the affected areas, ground zero of the storm. Set up bases to disseminate the supplies to our people so that they can have some kind of relief in a time of mass calamity, in a time where the cracker devil Biden told the world that it would be a cold winter. And as we move into those months, we know that the hurricane season, its peak is the 10th and the 11th of September. So we have to be looking at that. There's a tropical disturbance moving up into what looks like is going to be the Texas coast, Houston, all of the areas that face these storm conditions every year. Be on the lookout. Be prepared because there will be rain. These storms are due to even continued more storms to come into the Atlantic all the way up to even December possibly, right? The end of November, December possibly. So we have to be looking at this as being prepared people. But the Black Cross, all of the comrades who participated, you know, in the spirit and the legacy of Marcus Mosiah Garvey, who during the Spanish flu epidemic of 1920, 1919, put in motion the UNIACL or the Black Cross Nurse Division. We take that same spirit, that same collective energy, and we manifest that here in the new Black Panther Party Black Cross. It is very powerful and makes us feel, and we should, because we are, as a sovereign people, when we are able to do for ourselves, but many times we beg, but not too much, the white man to do for us. Some have begged, but everybody ain't been begging. Some of us have been out in the field, in the war, in the battlefields of America, fighting tooth and nail, and not begging. Some of us are there. Feels good for us to provide for our people relief, just to lift the burden, even if it's just a little bit, off of our people. And we say that still in these same areas could still be affected by more storm conditions as the season continues. So we have to be on the lookout. Now, we have to spread the information because as you can clearly see from the reports that we have given and from the history that we examine, this damn wicked criminal enterprise, we know that nobody comes for our people. We know nobody comes for our people when ain't no damn storm. So what makes us think they will come when the conditions are so that even they cannot get into their own? But they sure manipulate the waters and manipulate the blow and mess up the levees and send killer cops and National Guard with guns at our people and accuse our people of what they call looting. But when you put people in a position to where they have no power and they have no food or no place to go or displaced or flooded out, it's survival. It's Mad Max, and they know that. We don't even think about the way that they try to spin it. What we do know is that there is much work for us to do. There's something for everybody to do. There's nobody that should feel like they are left out in the participation of the Black Cross. This is a collective effort from the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, our new Black Panther Party National Central Committee, all the rank and file members across the nation. We are inviting you to participate. How do you do it? We'll tell you how you do it. You can start by spreading the word. Let the people know. If they don't already know, what is going on? What are the conditions? You can go back and listen to all of the reports and the broadcasts leading up to the storm, now in the aftermath. You can spread the word. You can put out the link of the new Black Panther Party Black Cross, our website, that's mbppblackcross.com. That's how you can help. You can put that link out, right? You can also go to the link and you can donate. So you can put the word out. You can help monetarily. You can also do both. You can be multitasking, putting the word out. You donate, and get a few other people to donate by going to that link, mbppblackcloth.com. You'll see a QR code. You can use your camera to donate that way. You can donate right from the Cash App app. If you go and donate to $BlackPowerDollar. And while everybody is looking at their phones and putting the information out right now, if you're getting ready to make a donation, 5, 10, 15, 25, it doesn't matter. All of it adds up at the end of the day for the benefit of our people. Billions of dollars spent every year, and we are coming into the so-called wicked, sick, demonic, so-called holiday season or holiday season of the white man. They're going to still run their Black Fridays. They're going to still run their Cyber Tuesdays. And niggas who have been Pan-African and African and Black spirituality all the way up to November are going to celebrate Turkey Day. They're going to have their fat, white, nasty, sick, child-molesting Santa Claus. They're going to bring the Christmas, the damn plastic Christmas tree out. And niggas are going to say niggas because we're talking about niggas. They're going to spend hundreds of dollars that they do not have, that we don't have. People going to go take loans out. Folks going to go get the check. They'll get a loan on your check, right? Pay their loan. Some may even take out a title loan on their house or their car just to go along with the white man's Christmas. Some will take their resources and they have no water store, no beans, no rice, no nothing, no Paxamune, and they're going to go get Thanksgiving dinner. We got to look at this. And we're talking about giving, contributing, no, participate. You're not giving anything. It is participation. Why not participate in something that's saving the lives of our people, taking and giving relief to our people, lifting the burden off of our people? You know these niggas we're talking about. Some of us may secretly be them niggas. Here we are. Poor righteous masses, poor oppressed black people. But we are not poor. We are very rich. But what we do with that, both mentally, spiritually, economically, this is the time that it's all going to show. All going to show right now. It's not by chance that this is the same time that also the elections come up, which means they're going to increase their vaccine mandate rollout. We're going to talk about it on this broadcast, collective participation in the Black Cloth that you can do sitting right in front of your damn computer, right in front of your phone. You don't even have to, you do got to lift a finger, right? But you don't have to even leave your home to participate. Some can't come and help gather supplies and load things. Some can't come and help at somewhere where we're collecting supplies. Some may be way over in Colorado or Jersey, and look what the storm did to New Jersey and New York. How many of our black people are there? Need help, right? How many of these politicians have come out and said a word, even anything? They're doing and playing silly games. The world is seeing what we're doing. The country is seeing what we're doing. Some are trying to emulate what we're doing without properly giving credit, respect, and a full, honest, integrity-based participation. This is the truth of what is happening. Thank those who have shown and proved. But goddammit, to the masses of our people, it's participation. You're contributing to the relief of our people. Again, we are not poor. We are oppressed to the limit that we allow. We are the people, but we ain't poor. We have to identify ways for us to participate, not just listen. God damn it, that's not enough. We got to move past any barrier that we have. We got to participate. You've been given the tools to participate. It's the contributing of the development and the defense of our black nation and the rise, the continued rise of our black nation. And it only makes the fall of this criminal enterprise, it only makes it than it already is, because we are able to then take back what has been stolen from us. We're not asking, we're demanding. So again, there's something for everybody to do. You hear live on New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in 718-664-6398. Put the word out. Let everybody know that the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is live on the air. Put the word out on your Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You know, put it out. Let everybody know that we're broadcasting. Share the propaganda. You can listen to this broadcast, the proper propaganda. I'm saying that word sounds so, you know, complicated or whatever, right? But all it's talking about is information, giving information. For 22 hours a day, we are bombarded the white man's propaganda on this COVID, on the conditions of these storms, on this vaccine. We take out time for 2 hours to give the truth. We can make clear decisions. In an hour of so much confusion of the people, you can listen to any of these broadcasts by going to blogtalkradio.com/the New Black Panther Party. Check it out. Check out last night's broadcast, right? We talked about these wicked devils and this COVID vaccine, but it just start on 556. It started on day one. It started on day one. When the devil opened up his lying-ass mouth, well, we knew that this COVID-19 did not come from a meat market. And we told the people, we still telling the people, that it is a man-made biological weapon that is a part of their depopulation plot. There, the American criminal regime and all of their other allies and all the other folks they work with, right? They have released this virus, this COVID-19, onto the masses of our people, and they have lied all along the way. And every lie that they tell, literally every lie that they tell, we have brought the truth to it. That is why there have been attempts to stop this broadcast. But here we are still on 557. They have not been able to stop this broadcast. We have brought great thinkers and great scholars and great builders and great people in our community have solidified status in our community as those who will fight warriors, scholars, and great teachers and thinkers on this broadcast. The best of the black have been on this broadcast. You know it. You hear it constantly from our national chairwoman, decades long in the liberation movement for our people. You hear constantly from not only myself, but comrades, you know, beautiful black men and black women who come and bring us the truth from right where it is happening here in the hills of North America. And there are people listening all over the world every night to this broadcast. And all we're doing is telling the truth. Why is there such a attack on those who tell the truth? Even to the tune of those who claim to stand on revolutionary principles, have proven themselves to be counter-revolutionary. And it is our duty to stop counter-revolutionary puppet regime and neo-colonialist powers from coming into our communities and trying to infiltrate, execute, and prosecute the brute beast police, the agents, the snitches, the collaborators, the backstabbers, two-faced, shoe-sure, those who have proven to be a threat to our community. And they black. Y'all know who we talking about. And when we come out and put these people out, why are there those who claim to stand on revolutionary principles, who turn coat and turn heel, who take pigs into their formation, right? Who will take the gaze into their formation, who will take any damn body just as long as they can suck the blood of the people, just like the goddamn white man. This comes to an end with the fall of the criminal enterprise, as Dr. Amos Wilson talks about. If we're living in a criminal enterprise, of course, then many of our people, not all of our people, but some of our people will begin to take on the traits of that criminal. We are not criminal by nature. We are not a people who would do even half of the things that we do if we were left alone in our own space with our own race, away from these goddamn cavemen and cave bitches. When we have our own, as we have our own capabilities, we have the capability, the skill, we have the people, we have the mind, the spirit, we have the fight, but goddammit, we want the land. And it is only because we are living in the cities with these beasts, in the on the highways and byways and underpasses, in the towns and parishes and counties and all the districts, because we are around these people, we see that this virus in itself comes from their very existence. Because as long as they have been around us, which has not been for very long, but as long as they have been around us, there have been viruses and pathogens and antigens have been jumping off of them, sleeve-ridden, lice-bitten, cave people, sick. They are only in the 40s, got to a point on the 50s after World War II where they were able to manipulate the virus germ, right? The same as Dr. Lieber, who was the head of the science or the biomolecular department at Harvard University, dug up bodies out of the frozen tundra that were infected with the 1919 Spanish flu. And when he realized that the flu had lost its intensity because it was frozen, he then manipulated the virus. And this is the base virus for your HIVs and your different hepatitises and even this COVID-19. These people are wicked. And every night we're proven time and time again, by name, by family, by corporation, this is record. It is on record. People calling into this broadcast talking about the inhumane treatment that this white man is exercising on our people, where those of our people were affected by Hurricane Ida, on record. These people are guilty. These are criminals. Not people who we should expect to do anything. So when it's all said and done, it falls on us. And it takes us back to the black nation. We clearly understand and have identified the criminal. It takes us back to the rise of the black nation. We're on the rise. That means that we're on course. This COVID-19 is being, this vaccine is being targeted at our elders and our youth. The Biden administration, a few weeks ago, say that they are moving forth with a mandate, that they want to make it a mandate that they are going to they want to make it a mandate to vaccinate children from the age of 12 and up, right? We talked about how over 120 employees at a Houston, Texas hospital sued the hospital because they wanted them to be vaccinated. We're talking about how these mandates were rolled out in predominantly black communities, in black cities, specifically in the metropolitan of New Orleans, New Jersey, and New York. We were talking about it, and then the storm came through that same direction. Ain't no nothing spook about it. We're not saying one or the other. But we're saying, look at what these people are doing. They are targeting our elders through the CNNs and the Fox News and, right, trying to get them wrapped up in this. It is a depopulation plot. So you target the elders and you target the youth. Those, the elders, may have an immune system because we're talking about immune response. We've been talking about immune building. They have an immune system that may be compromised due to just being here in this sick, polluted place, and the children up to a certain age do not have a fully developed immune system. So they're targeting at both ends with this vaccine. We have to be wise about this. There have been reports that have come out that nurses at school have been attempting to vaccinate children, and the parents don't even know nothing. Children just run away, right? If they're able to get away. Is that or is that not forced inoculation? So what the hell are we waiting for to see? It is very clear that all of the instruction that we talked about when we talked about the natural herbs, when we talked about the ginger, and we talked about the elderberry, and we talked about the burdock root, and we talked about, you know, the zinc, and we talked about the lemon and the lime and the garlic and things, the turmeric, things that are natural that you can grow that come from the earth that are natural to our healing, and many, many other herbs and different holistic healing things that we talked about. These are the things that we need to be looking toward. We clearly identify the criminal and what the crime of the criminal is. All right, we're not just going to stick our heads in the sand and say, well, shit, what do we do about it? We say what to do about it. How many of us are actually going to do it? How many of us have been doing it? We talked about not being out in public with no mask, no gloves, or a mask and no gloves, or gloves and no mask. And you put yourself at risk. And when you put yourself at risk, you put everybody around you at risk. These are things that if we don't take seriously, we find ourselves wrapped up even more so in this wicked scheme of ethnic cleansing and genocide, this biological weapon in this COVID-19 germ warfare. We talked about staying away from the cracker and the damn chink. Staying away from them. All of these things, restricting going into public unless absolutely you have to go, you got something to do, it's on the people's time, got to get to the people, got to get some resources, right? But not just out and about like it's not a damn pandemic. All of these things. We talked about the dietary supplement Apaxamune or the low-dose interferon. And then we even went and broke down how this interferon, we talked about it, we played Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad, and as we get to the, just in a few seconds, we're going to play Dr. Aleem, Dr. Christina Park. We're going to play them, you know, both together, you know, two great black doctors. And the sister made a statement about the House Bill 4471. We've seen the statement, we played it, and now she's been, you know, gaining notoriety based on what she said from other black people. You know, you haven't seen her on no cracker show. You know what I'm saying? So these are things that we're going to continue to bring to the people. But we talked about the interferon. We gave the history. We played Dr. Aleem so much every time. You know what I'm saying? That's been, you know, our go-to source for the medical or the scientific information. But that doesn't mean, as scientists, we don't just stop there. We do our own research. And we bought this history of this interferon, and then it's in the form of this low-dose dietary supplement, this Paxamune. Well, you know, this interferon is something that starts in Africa, in Kenya, right? And then you see what happens is that when Kenya had, and also Kenya and Papua New Guinea had a fever outbreak, a blood fever outbreak called the dengue fever, and you see Kenya began to develop this interferon from the cow, right? And then you see that knowledge is then shared with the Cubans. The Cubans share that knowledge with the Chinese. In the late 1970s, the Chinese and the Cubans, after the Cubans had the same fever as the Kenyans and the folks in Papua New Guinea, they were able to create their own version of interferon called Hebron that Cuba used to completely curb the COVID-19 in the country of Cuba, to where they've had, I mean, I haven't looked at the numbers officially, but Cuba has definitely not had any issue dealing with the COVID-19. Why? Because they've been using the interferon now for years, long before COVID-19, before MERS, before all of that, right? Now, then you got to say, well, what's suspicious about this is China, right? Now, they have the interferon, right? Many say that they use the interferon. Many say they don't know, but you still have outbreaks in China. So what does that tell you? obviously this is a man-made germ. They are continuously manipulating this germ. They have added the protein of the germ, which is an aspect of the germ which gives messages. Protein means messages. Okay, so they took a protein from the germ called an S protein, and they put it, and it is inside the vaccine. So it's a double-edged sword. It really is. And we can't be fooled by what these people are saying, right? It's been known that this interferon can deal with retroviruses, which the COVID-19 is a retrovirus, a virus that attacks the single strand of the DNA, the RNA, in hopes to gain a hold of the DNA totally and create viral DNA. That would be fatal. Now, the thing about this vaccine, when we say that, the thing about this vaccine mandate rollout is that in many cases, in most cases, what we've seen is that it is not fatal. That doesn't happen. It never gets to that stage. But when it is fatal, we have seen it as being those who have been vaccinated, right? So it's all of this science, when you get it from the cracker, it don't add up, right? It leaves you with more questions than answers. But when you do your own research, you're able to put two and two together and say, all right, obviously this vaccine is not only does it have mercury, formaldehyde, baby fetuses that have been frozen since the 1980s. What the fuck? I mean, do you hear this? And you're going to let them stick baby fetus in your bloodstream. I mean, this is the truth. The reports about the senior Catholic leaders, for whatever that's worth, who filed a lawsuit against Canada for helping Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, who Johnson & Johnson has a copyright on baby fetus. It's through a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson called Janssen. But see, they try to hide the fact that it's Johnson, and they use that fetus to make the Johnson & Johnson, you see, vaccine. So you let them inject, if you allow for them to inject, baby fetuses, mercury is poison, formaldehyde is poison. Then we got reports that there's lead in the vaccine in the form of graphene oxide, and the lead causes blood clots in the blood vessels of those, in the bloodstream of those who, some of those who have been given this vaccine. So we see all of the no, 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 hell no, hell no of the vaccine. But we see so many opportunities for us to take that natural ability that we have to heal ourselves. That's a gift that we have, that we're able to heal ourselves because we are the original people of the earth. And some of y'all know this maybe better than us. Press the number one, right? But because we are the original people of the earth, we have a connection through frequency, through existing. We have a connection to plants. A connection to the earth. You know, when we ingest elderberry and burdock root and even things that you never think, like how mint can open up your congestion. I mean, these are things that you can grow. Now, when we're taking the acetaminophen, it eats at your liver and eats at the kidney, all these different aspirins and all these Tylenols, and these things eat at the organs. But in the reverse, then you look at the natural things. Because if you got to make a comparison, if that helps, you look at the natural things that don't eat at the organ but actually rebuild the organ, right? That actually help to, you know, power your immune system as opposed to make your body go into a chemical reaction. And the problem with these pharmaceuticals is once, if something is constantly flaring, for example, like dopamine makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? It makes you feel good, keeps you up, and drugs, you know, that's your upper. You know, if you have something like cocaine or something that's, you know, what you would consider upper, keeping you firing your dopamine, firing it artificially, it's going to come a point where that shit ain't going to fire no more. That ain't going to fire. And that's what's happening with the vaccine. It's causing people's immune system to stop working. And then when you get, you know, when it's supposed to be, they claim it that it's supposed to be helping, but it's hurting, right? So once these chemical reactions fire off these different things in our brains, these reactions in our brain, it comes a time where the brain cells don't reproduce. That's another thing. Brain cells do not reproduce. So once these chemical reactions from the pharmaceuticals is going to get to a point, that's why you need more and more and more, because it's artificial. It's genetically modified. But when you talk about something as natural and organic, it's going to power you. It's original. That's where organic comes from. But be careful, because everything can't be organic, damn it. You can't have no organic pork. You know what I'm saying? USDA organic pork. It's still got worms. You see, but we got to be wise. Don't fall for it, right? But what we're saying, what we've been saying, is that the natural holistic healing is the answer. The homeopathic dietary supplement, the Pactimmune, we've seen it work, right? We're only going on what we have seen or used for ourselves. There's many questions about two other drugs that have came out. One is called ivermectin. The other one is hydrochlorodone. Maybe I'm getting the last part right, hydrochlor or something. You know, that's something we have to do more research on. That's something that we implore all of our people should do more research on, right? But again, the natural remedy, is it so hard to say remedy and alternative, because this is the way we're supposed to be living, the original way, with the earth, with, you know, we're not saying, you know, get, you know, lay in the grass and roll around, hug no trees, you know, but what we're saying is that before we were in this capitalist criminal enterprise where the whole game, like we talked about the pharmaceutical companies, these pharmaceutical companies, they have no liability. When these vaccines go onto school schedule vaccinations and booster shots, they have no liability. And that's why schools take, they add these vaccines to, you got to take this to go to school. You got to take, because it's money. So the criminal enterprise bank, they make money off of the death of black people, even if you don't see them pulling along black men and black women in cattle chains across the damn street. It's happening with the damn medical. It's been happening. It's happening with the vaccine. It's also the disinformation. It's like they feel if they say the bullshit enough, somebody is bound to believe it. Somebody is bound to go for it. But we also found out that over 70% of black folks have not taken this vaccine. But that can be more than that. It can be more, because you don't need a flu vaccine. You don't need a chickenpox vaccine. You don't need any other vaccine. You especially don't need this COVID vaccine. Not only do you don't need it, but there has been enough evidence, and enough evidence will come. We will put more evidence on record of these people, the National Institute of Health, with their boy Anthony Fauci, this devil. He was already dragged through the mud with the AIDS epidemic that he created, along with Lieber and Harvard University and Tulane and Fort Detrick, all these devils, right? And why do you think BET, VH1, all of these channels that claim the black entertainment, all this, why do they run the AIDS and HIV test so much to our people? Why are we so sexually wild that we just can't, you know what I'm saying, control ourselves? No. We don't know what they're doing to our people with this stuff, but they targeted us with it. Half of the commercials you see are pharmaceutical companies, and they give you a long list of all the shit that's going to be wrong with you if you take the damn medicine. We cannot continue to be fooled. We got to take the natural, organic way. We got to take the best way, the way that we know, the way of our ancestors. And that's how we beat this thing. That's what we've been saying. We ain't been giving no seances. Shit. We've been, it's real life information that you can use right now. Go take right now. and get you some elderberry and get you these things. Right now you can do this. You can start to grow these things. Be prepared. Stock up on water. Stock up on ammunition. Have your weapon or weapons, right? Make sure that you have dry food, non-perishable things stacked up high, especially if you're in regions that have these storms. All these things go into the rise of our nation, right? And you'll hear this and more every night here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in 718-664-6398. Press the number 1 to go live in our broadcast here tonight, day 557. We've been talking about the rise of the black nation's world and the fall of this criminal enterprise. And for the last 157 days, we told you these are the days of the apocalypse, but it doesn't mean it's the end of the world for us. It just means it's the end of this criminal enterprise. So we want to hear from the people. You can press the number 1 to get involved in tonight's broadcast. We got our brother, chairman out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, brother Big Knowledge, Black Power brother. What you saying, brother?
Black Power. Black Power, Brother Catholic. Thank you, brother, for always holding it down. National Chief of Staff, always giving the real from the hearts of the people, you know, to not be duped by this oppressive system that continues to downtrod on our humanity. So thank you, brother. First thing first, you know, shout out to the comrades. Shout out to MBPP Black Cross Emergency Response Team. You know, we all came together and did something great for the people. We did something great for the people that required us to rub our pennies together, make a sacrifice to make sure that, you know, the people in the lower ninth floor down there were not forgotten about, and they weren't. You know, they will remember that, and, you know, they were supplied with what they were needed. These essential items that are pertinent to, you know, essential humanity. So shout out to the vanguards ahead of us that made that possible. I'll never forget that ever. You know, most people went down for a day and came back the same day. But two nights, you know, saying these vanguard, you know, saying stayed down there with the people to make sure they had what they had, what they needed, sacrificed, and did what was necessary to make sure that people had what they needed. Ice, everything from ice to, you know, bottles of water. That's just, some people only gave that, but, you know, diapers and Pampers and cleaning buckets and, you know, handles of gallons of hand sanitizer. I never even seen that. I thought it was detergent, but that's pertinent into the cleanliness as far as, you know, what you needed to keep yourself clean with soap and, you know, soap and snacks and just everything, toothbrushes, socks, and all these things that were needed that were brought together by the people. But I want to get into what's going on today. What's going on today, September 11th. As we all know, 2001, when that happened, very detrimental. People lost their lives, and I understand. I understand how people feel about it. But we can't forget about the people that were hung, bled, and died. They want us to remember this from 20 years ago, but don't want black people to talk about what happened to them on a daily basis. It happens to us. We are the ones who are massacred on a daily basis, hunted down, killed. They want us to remember, they don't want us to go back 400 years in the history, but they want us to go back 2,000 years to talk about Jesus, how he was hung, bled, and died. But how many of us, the kings and queens that were brought here, that were here before the Europeans and the Germans came down and hunted us down and stripped away our spirituality, took our philosophy, our education away from us, our language. How many of us have been hung, bled, and died from trees, from houses? You know, I just passed by today the Whitney Plantation. I just passed by the Whitney Plantation today, and it made me think of all these things. You know, the ancestors start to talk to me, the spirits start to talk to me about what today is really about. Today is a remembrance of what we went through also. Why when black folks say a cop hung my friend from a tree, what comes back? Oh, well, we're going to consider it a suicide. Knowing that's not the case, we know the history, the evil histories of this country, and it continues over and over and over again. It never stops. They have driven their evils on us since the beginning, and it has never stopped. This was one day. Every day of the year, every second, every minute, every hour, we are hunted down, you know what I'm saying, by these white supremacists. We are cut down, you know, by this system in every aspect, from educational racism, not even want to teach about the truth. They don't want the truth because it hurts too much to admit it. Financial racism, medical racism, and you go into way deep into detail about the medical racism, how they treat us, but yet and still they want to inoculate us and inject us just so they can, you know, pull us back, because we are the majority. We have always been the majority, and they are becoming more and more the minority. That's why they, every time a woman goes in with stomach pain, they say, oh, you have fibroids, I'm going to give you a hysterectomy just so you can't reproduce like you're supposed to, just so you can't produce any more kings and queens of this earth. And that's what they are doing with this inoculation, with this jab. That's why they're bribing people. Now, if I were to bribe the federal government, I'm going to jail. Me, you, and anybody else going straight to prison for bribing anybody in the federal government to do something with their body or just anything else. But they're bribing us to do this to our bodies. Oh, it's okay. It's a great call. You understand what I'm saying? It's a great move to do that. No. This is bribery. You are trying to commit us to commit genocide amongst ourselves and making it damn near mandatory. Folks is going nuts. What Jim Crow Joe Biden said the other day, it's not only black folks that's upset about what he said, it's white folks. And black folks, y'all sit back and get your popcorn. He just shot a nuclear weapon inside a volcano, and it's going to tumble down. And it's coming. Oh, trust and believe you me. He told white folks that you got to take it or you can't work. Oh, it's coming. You've seen what happened in France. What happened on the news in France. They fighting each other in the middle of the street for a vaccine passport. They fighting each other. Let them do it. Let them do it. Just sit back and watch. Get your popcorn. Put your feet up, because it's about to get in that. Let them destroy themselves. And black folks, just get yourselves ready. Get your gear. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you can have, get power. Get your generators. Get everything you need. Learn how to plant, learn how to farm, know how to get water from these streams, know how to get water from a pond and make it and filter it out. Know how to do that, because it's coming. All empires fall. All dynasties fall after a while, and America is on the cusp of it, and you see it happening. Now, what I want to get into today, as far as the humanitarian efforts, I got a call yesterday from a local organizer here, a good guy. He's not neutral. He doesn't stand in the middle. He was down there, if you remember, at the governor's mansion when we had the demonstration for Ronald Green, for that big one. And he was the one, he was one of the ones who was trying to keep the cops off, you know, the people's ass before they got to them. And he got face-to-face with that Senator Lee Merritt, because he was getting those people from Texas to walk in the middle of the street, walk up the ramp and all that. He said, hey, man, you can't do that. We don't do that here. Y'all gonna get these people hurt. You understand what I'm saying? And he was there when he walked up that ramp guns locked and loaded, unafraid, on them pigs, and they curry back into their vehicles. Now, this brother has been around for a while. I've seen him around for a while, and he asked me, he said, man, I'm going to need your help. We're going to be passing out generators today. Well, he's for tomorrow, for today. He said, we're going to do it in a couple small towns that were hit pretty bad. You know, we know about Baton Rouge, we know about New Orleans. But there's also Edgar, Louisiana, Kiloma, Louisiana, LaPlace, Vacherie, Reserve, these other small towns, Thibodaux, the other small towns that's been hit pretty damn hard. So he said, you have four contributors come together and get 100 generators. And he asked me to do this. I said, man, look, let me see. Other people asked me to do a few other things, you know, as far as helping. I said, we've been helping. I said, look, I'm going to go ahead and go out there and show some love because he always shows me love. He's always, we talk here and there about different things, and we, you know, we agree going on, dealing with the pigs, dealing with the system, dealing with these politicians that don't do shit. You didn't see not one politician down here say, I got people to donate generators. That's $800 a watt. These are brand new generators from Home Depot. Smack brand new. These small towns that you sneeze, you pass right through them. One of the towns was so small that one town, it was one whole street. One street. I'm going to post the videos up in a little while. And all these trees were down. No one had power. Had a few that had generators, but not all. So we did 50 in Edgar, Louisiana today. And we did 50 a couple hours later in Kiloma, Louisiana. And you should have saw the smiles of the people. You should have saw just the relief that said, I can now have power in my house because I'm going to hook this up to my AC unit so I can, you know, sleep in the cool air tonight, at least a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's what it takes. You know what I'm saying? Now, he wasn't the contributor, but he got with the contributors and said, hey, look, we need to go to these small towns, canvas the area, and get these things done. And that's what he did. You understand what I'm saying? He did it out the kindness of his heart to go out and do this work. Now, mind you, he's moving into a house himself. He made a sacrifice, say, you know what, these people need our help. We got together. It was who contributed? Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks. He contributed, him and his wife. Gary Chambers contributed, and two other organizations contributed to make sure these people had what they needed. Now, mind you, these small towns may have 800 to 1,000 people. They were only able to get out of 100, you know. But that put smiles on people's face. That's 100 generators in a small town that no one else knew about these towns. I didn't even know these towns existed. I knew the other towns around them. They were right off of I-10, right outside of the Place. If you go to the Place, go across the river, there's these small towns up and down the river on the other side of this levee, on the other side of the river, side of Mississippi River, you know, that you'll never even see. You sneeze and you'll pass right through them. So that's what it takes to think about the people, just like what we thought about and what New Black Panther Party thought about during right after Hurricane Ida, the Lower Ninth Ward. The National Guard was down the street. Red Cross was down the street, and they passed right by us, didn't say hi, bye, thank you, nothing. You understand what I'm saying? But we made sure the people had what they needed. I went out there just to lend a helping hand. I didn't have a dollar to give, but I gave my hands and my strength and my time and my body to load these in these people's cars to make sure that they had what they needed because he needed an extra helping hand. You understand what I'm saying? And that's just what we do. If people are doing something good, hey, look, by all means, let's go do it together. That's what unity is about. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't for any Facebook like, but I knew that, hey, look, these people need right now. Somebody's in need more than me. I have lights. I have power. These people don't have power. They had two trucks on this one street, two electrical trucks on this one street. The whole street power lines were down. Trees were down. Trees were cut up everywhere. Some people, you couldn't even see some of the houses. So these people were struggling together, and I went down there, and I shared that time with them. Understand, they said, thank you all for coming. People forget about us down here. But guess what? They weren't forgotten about today. Another thing that I did see, a couple of people were forgotten about, a couple of elders, and they came and they were upset. By all means, it's their job to be upset. And what they did was they said, you know what, ma'am, follow us to the Home Depot in Gonzales, and we're going to give you two. Some people didn't have a generator at all. Some people were skipped over, forgotten about. We don't know. We're not from there. But guess what? You come with a problem. It needs to be fixed. No one got upset. No one got bigger. They said, hey, you know what? Let's take care of this right now. You understand what I'm saying? We have to take care of our people. All black folks, every single one of them. You understand what I'm saying? Got what they got, power, got brand new generators. Now, $800 generators. I saw the ticket, you know, on the side of the generator, 6,500 watts. Huge. Huge. You know, so these people are going to be able to get what they need. They're going to be able to charge their phone. They're not going to just have to sit in their car and sit outside in the shade for days on end. And the hurricane passed 2 weeks ago. That's way too long to be without essentials. They're trying to drive us out of here, but guess what? We're going to stay in our ground and do what we need to do and make sure people have what they need. And I'm glad I'm a part of this Vanguard organization so I understand what sacrificing really means, going out and doing what's needed for the people. And that right there is black power. Black power, y'all.
Black power, brother. Big knowledge. Black power, chairman out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the Baton Rouge chapter of the new Black Panther Party, and our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You know, brother, that's some very powerful work, you know what I'm saying? You know, and everybody who participated along with you, or the people you participated along with, we give them a black power salute as well. You know, and when we get these reports from our comrades, I mean, people are hearing this, man, you know, that collective energy, that collective spirit, you know, our people really appreciate it, and we appreciate your participation, brother, and your hard work as well, brother, big knowledge, and we thank you, brother. Very powerful report. And even everything you were saying before you gave the report, very powerful, brother. Black power. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Who else we got? Pressing number one, New Black Panther Party Radio. Y'all know how we do. We got to hear from the people as well. This is the people's broadcast here on day 557, New Black Panther Party Radio. You can visit our national website. Join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, nbpp.org. Man, I was, Brother Knowledge and everybody listening, you know, I was talking earlier about the, of course, Dr. Abdul-Aleem Muhammad, but I was also talking about the sister, Dr. Christina Park. We learned that the sister is a master in the processes of how the interferon is delivered. She says she mastered in cytokine response, but she's a molecular biologist. And just hearing the things that the sister said at that meeting, at that Congress, that hall meeting that they had, you know, it was very powerful. You know, since then, she's been gaining notoriety with other black folks, especially, you know, on YouTube and just on the internet. And she's given some very powerful interviews, you know, along with some of the things she's been saying. Also want to play Dr. Abdul-Aleem Muhammad. He talks about, you know, these faulty tests. He talks about, you know, how the governments have not been able to produce any samples of the original germ. So again, that's going totally against what the media is saying, right? And then, you know, I mean, look, after 557 days, you know, for those who have been regular listeners, it's like, what now? You know, what's the decision that we're going to make? Because we clearly have the information in the direction. You know, for our comrades here in the New Black Panther Party, it's instruction and direction. We know, but even then, can't force nobody to do anything or snatch somebody's arm away from a syringe, right? Or get people to understand or take part and participate in the community, but at the same time, to hear it, to also see it, right? We are people that have to see it to believe it, right? Well, in this broadcast, you're going to have to use your second sense or whatever sense it is, your ears, to hear the great information that we're bringing. It is a type of relief. It is a relief from the lies and the disinformation and all of the bullshit every day from this white man. It's clear information, and you don't have to go searching too much. You know where we are every night. We're here on New Black Panther Party Radio, and we thank everybody who supports this broadcast, who calls in here, who calls in to get field reports, who just calls in maybe just to say a word or two. Like Brother Abdul out of Atlanta, our comrade out in the Atlanta chapter of the New Black Panther Party, right? Get straight to it. Let it be known, right? That's going to be our powerful, our very powerful presentation that we're going to play, Dr. Christina Parks and Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad. And if time permits, there's a part in the clip where we hear from our great ancestor, our great ancestral Malcolm X. Again, we thank you for tuning into our broadcast every night. It's your broadcast. It's our broadcast. This land ain't the cracker's land. It's our land. We say free the land. Support the New Black Panther Party, Black Cross Disaster Relief Forum. Support. You can spread the information by putting out the link, mvppblackcross.com. You can go to that link and donate to the New Black Panther Party, Black Cross. Participate in the relief efforts of our people. Black Power Nation, Black Power. Check it out.
The answer is that all viruses are grown on cells. And for a long time, they were grown on animal cells. And they were grown on, a lot of them, an animal cell called a monkey kidney cell. And those do not have antiviral defenses. So they're like a Disneyland of viruses. And so when you grow a virus, for the inoculation on that, and you purify it, viruses are very small. You get some that ride along with it. And then when you give those to people, that virus now is transferred to the human. That's one of the reasons, actually, I think this new platform, the mRNA, is actually not grown on cells. So that's one of the reasons I think they're trying to move to a cell-free platform. But my question as a scientist has always been, are you just, you know, trading one set of problems for another? Let's slow down, right? And they've been working on these mRNA vaccines for quite some time, but, none of them had been brought to market, and this one certainly came to market very quickly. And even if that platform were acceptable to me, this viral spike protein is very, very problematic. And you're basically telling all your cells to make it. So anyway, But we got off of the whole polio issue that most people have never heard that story.
Hmm. Well, you know, Dr. Parks, one of the things that that stood out to me in your testimony was that you actually... I remember I said to my wife, her name's Alicia, and I said, this is probably the best testimony I've seen on all this, because I didn't feel like it was politicized. You know, it wasn't like, oh, don't do it or you got to do it. It was like, here's some science. And one thing you said that really got me was you actually seemed to make the argument that if I'm vaccinated against one strain, that if another variant comes out of the virus, that I'm going to be more vulnerable to that new variant. That blew my mind, because that's almost completely different from what the media has been saying. They sort of have placed this idea out, it seems, that the people going to the hospital are the ones who didn't get the jab, and that the people with the jab, yeah, they caught it. And by the way, they are passing it, but they're okay. They're going to be fine. Can you kind of lay out your truth on that based on, you know, what you know?
You know, I don't listen to the media very often, because when I do, it's really, really disturbing. I'm just like, I can't listen to that, because, some of that is just a lie. And so I understand how people who aren't versed in the science can promote that. But in fact, Rochelle Walensky was just on saying that the Delta variant, that basically the vaccine had no ability to prevent people from transmission with the Delta variant. She said that, Fauci said that. I have recordings of them saying that. But apparently the mainstream media isn't echoing that message. I can send you those videotapes, because they said that. Then there was, I gave the example of Barnstable, Massachusetts, where 74% of the people who became ill had gotten the inoculation, and 4 out of 5 that were hospitalized. So that's not what the data are telling us, and it's not what the science is telling us. Now, there's always some variation in science, where one study might show one thing and another might show something else, because their methods are slightly different. There are many, many variables that could make that happen. But that's not what the data are showing us at all. And in fact, this whole phenomena was a concern of me, of many scientists, including myself. We were hoping it wouldn't happen, but it looks like to some degree it is happening. Until we have enough data in retrospect, we won't know what the whole story is because it's very, very complex. But we've seen this with the flu vaccine, which people have not been told, that if you get it every year, you are more likely to get either the flu or any other non-flu respiratory infection. It mistrains your immune system in complex and different ways that we don't totally understand, but we do understand some of it. So I can oversimplify it. But in reality, we don't even, our immune system is so, so complex. And I believe it was designed by our creator. And so it's a huge act of hubris to think that we can monkey with it and do make it do what we want it to do all the time. So that's not to say that we shouldn't at sometimes take life-saving medical treatments. Many people ask me about the monoclonal antibodies. I think that those are, an effective and useful treatment. I understand those, and I don't see the risk. Do I think that there are some negatives with it? Yes, but when you're talking about someone that may have a life-threatening disease, the benefit and the cost to me, the benefit outweighs the cost. So I'm, not unilaterally against everything. It's just a matter of really, I just feel like people are running forward and saying, this is a magic pill, this is a magic pill, and it's not. It's very complex science with some very unfortunate and possible unintended consequences. And the thing is, the vaccinologists and the scientists either knew or should have known about these. And for whatever reason, all of that, and this is why they're censoring doctors. So here's a question I want to ask you. So if we're in the middle of this pandemic, where are all the conferences of scientists and doctors, even if they're online, even if they're on Zoom or whatever, however you want to do it? Why hasn't there been like one every 2 weeks? Wouldn't you think one on therapeutics, one on vaccine design, one on this? Where has that been? One on OSHA standards, engineering controls? Nothing. This has been a top-down controlled by one person, and I don't know why it is. I was just alarmed because none of the policy was following the science. I knew that we had the science to overcome this last summer, and I thought by the middle of summer it would be struck down. I did my research on hydroxychloroquine, very intimately connected with my field, so I understood what they were saying. I said the science of this medication is stellar. It's been parachuted out for the third world where it was just given away like candy. There are a few things that you need to be aware of. One is G6 phosphate dehydrogenase mutations in Africans and African Americans, but we know a lot about that. So this was an amazing medication with some of the most stellar basic science I'd ever seen. The top infectious disease expert in the world came out and said, I show that it obliterates viral replication in 6 days and that basically it turns this around in all my patients. Now, obviously, more studies need to be done, but this is an FDA-approved drug that is safe, and it's been used for decades, for 70 years. And yet, because I'm like, they're like, well, we need to take this inoculation because this is so deadly, but we can't take an FDA-approved medication? That makes no sense. And so there's a lot more going on here. I don't really want to discuss the politics, but what you need to know is that you're not being told the truth, or you're not being told the whole story. Why that is, I can only speculate.
Vaccinated people contracted the Delta virus.
Okay, well, I'm glad he asked that question, because there's a lot in that question. And that is that question, and related questions are the questions that are on everybody's mind.
Yes, sir.
And my answer to it actually is to step back from the question. Take in the whole context of what we are talking about and take into consideration everything that we actually know for sure. So one thing we know for sure, that nobody has ever been able to present material evidence that there actually is a COVID-19 virus. That was dramatically found out a couple of weeks ago in Alberta, Canada, in a court case where the defendant asked the prosecutor, okay, to back up your mandate that says I have to put on a mask and be tested and all the rest of it, show the material evidence that a virus actually exists. He found himself in court with the Queen of England.
Mm.
But even Her Majesty the Queen could not present any evidence that there actually is a COVID-19 virus. Now, in the same week, when the COVID-19 PCR test came up for approval before the FDA, it failed approval. It was not approved. It was not approved for the same reason that the man won the case in court. The FDA says, where is your reference sample by which you calibrated the PCR test that's been in use since the beginning of this pandemic? Long story short, they had to admit that they did not have a reference sample of the COVID-19 virus. They used a substitute. Since they didn't have a reference sample of the COVID-19 virus, what they did instead, they just used the common cold virus and mixed it with human cells. So what does that mean? It means the test is totally fake. It means that every COVID-19 positive diagnosis, and that's hundreds of millions of cases, all of them that were diagnosed with COVID-19, all that was really diagnosed was that at some point in their lifetime, they had the common cold. Now, how is that possible? It's possible because the common cold virus is a coronavirus. So now, which one of us has never had the common cold? Now, if you run the PCR test over enough cycles, you shouldn't run it past 20, even for research purposes. But in order to get a positive COVID test, so-called, they were running it 30 cycles, 40 cycles, 50 cycles.
Wow.
And, of course, that just gives you bogus results. So the good news is that everybody who was told that they have COVID-19, actually all you really had was the common cold.
Mm.
And, of course, the common cold can make you sick. And some people die from the common cold every year. Most people are not aware of the fact that every year, on a light year, you might have 30,000 people who die from the common cold or influenza. On a heavy epidemic year, say a heavy flu season, you might have upwards of 60,000, 70,000 people who die from influenza every year.
Wow.
So what in 2020 was, they took all of the deaths, no matter from what cause, and they called it a COVID-19 death.
Mm.
Recently, the spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services made a public statement that even if the person had a known diagnosis that killed them, they were listed as a COVID case if they had a positive test.
Mm.
And as I explained, they always had a positive test.
Mm.
So the test is fake. So now, to get to the question, if the test for the original virus is fake and no virus has ever been presented as material evidence, how in the world could they be talking about a test to detect a variant of the original virus that they never proof existed, and that they didn't have a test to prove that it existed if it did exist?
Mm.
Now they're talking about you have a variant of that.
Mm.
So what is the variant of something that does not exist? This is nothing. Mm. It's all made up. These are fairy tales. And the sooner that we who wish to be considered adults stop believing in fairy tales being told to us by liars, scientific liars. They're practicing a form of witchcraft. Look up the word pharmacy, pharmaceutical, pharmacist.
That's right.
In a good dictionary, you'll see that it's derived from a Greek root word, pharmakia. The original definition as translated into the Bible, black medicine. And that the practice of pharmakia or pharmacy is to produce potions, to put people into trances, to cast the magic spells. Well, I mean, that all sounds so old-fashioned, archaic, obscure, esoteric. But what do you think Hollywood is? Hollywood is what you make a magic wand with.
What
comes out of Hollywood, California? Vision,
yes,
magic,
yes,
concentration, you know, public hallucinations, if you will, that put people into a trance. How you view a movie, you go into a dark room where there's no distraction. Go look up the instructions that hypnotists follow. Put the person into a dark, quiet room with very low lighting, and then begin, you know, the trance. And then that's what happens in a movie theater. That's what happens on television.
Well, we want to welcome you to our rally, our unity rally, for a united black front, to unite all factions of our people, to unite every one of the 20 million so-called Negroes into one group. And you'll notice, whenever the white man thinks that we're going to call a rally to knock our own kind, you see him jammed out here. He wants to hear us say something against King or against Bunch or against Farmer, against someone of our own kind. He jams out here. But when you call a rally for black people to unite, let's get together, you don't see too many white folks then. They don't like black people to get together in unity and harmony. As long as you and I are going to attack each other or talk about each other or heap scorn and ridicule upon each other, the white man gets his kick. But when he knows that we're going to come together in unity and harmony, he won't get his kick. He will get kicked. When you see you and I getting together, it is because we have begun to realize that we have a common enemy. And the only time we'll be able to come together with a common objective and a common goal is when we first develop a common motive. And that motive is best developed by recognizing the common enemy. And that common enemy is the white man. I say that common enemy is the white man. The white man is your enemy, whether you are a Baptist, whether you're a Methodist, whether you're an Episcopalian, or whether you're a Muslim, or whether you're a Mason, or whether you're an elk. If you find yourself running into opposition when you're looking for freedom, justice, and equality, or some kind of right, you have to agree, always the one who opposes your right is the white man. Some old blue-eyed, blonde-haired, bad-smelling white man. When he puts his club upside your head, he doesn't care whether you're a Baptist, a Methodist, but he does want to know whether or not you're a Muslim. Because he knows if you're a Baptist or a Methodist, you're going to turn the other cheek. You're going to try and love your enemy. You're going to pray for them that despitefully use you. So he's not worried about you. But he knows if you're a Muslim, you're not going to turn the other cheek. If you pray for him, you pray that God kills him, or God helps you to kill him. That's the only kind of prayer you pray. It's time for you and me to unite, to get together and get this big white ink off our back. You got a bad habit. You're hooked and don't know it. You got what's known as white disease. You think you can't get along without the white man. You think you can't get some clothes without the white man. You think you can't get a house without the white man. You think you can't even get a job without the white man. You're worse than a man who thinks he can't get along without Huron.
You're worse than the man who thinks he can't get along without morphine. You're worse than the junkie. You're in worse shape than the junkie because the junkie only has a little monkey on his back and you're running around with a big white ape named Uncle Sam on your back. America is faced with her worst domestic crisis since the Civil War, or since the Revolutionary War. For America now faces a race war. A race war is worse than a Revolutionary War. A race war is worse than a Civil War. A race war is a war in which no holds are barred. A race war is a war in which children are destroyed, in which children are mutilated, in which children face the same destructive wrath that grown-ups face. A race war is the worst war that you can conceive. And this war, race war, that is coming upon the head of the white man is something that he is bringing down upon himself. The entire country is on the verge of erupting into racial violence and bloodshed. Simply because 20 million ex-slaves are demanding freedom, justice, and equality here in America from their former slave master. 20 million so-called Negroes, second-class citizens, seeking human dignity, seeking human rights, seeking the right to live in dignity as a human being. And rather than give genuine respect and recognition to your cry for human rights, the American white man answers your nonviolence with violence. He answers your prayers and your freedom songs with false promises, deceitful maneuvers, and outright bloodshed. According to what we are taught from the white man's textbooks and his school, the Revolutionary War and the Civil War were two wars fought on American soil, supposedly for freedom and democracy. But if these two wars were really for the freedom and human dignity of all men, why are 20 million of our people still confined here in America and enslaved by second-class citizenship? Something is wrong. The truth is that the Revolutionary War was fought on American soil to free the American white man from the English white man. The Revolutionary War was never fought to provide freedom and democracy in this white country for the black man. Our people remained slaves here in America even after the Declaration of Independence was signed. In fact, most of the white founding fathers who signed the Declaration of Independence were nothing but slave owners themselves. It is sheer hypocrisy, sheer ignorance, sheer insanity for our people here in America to celebrate the 4th of July as Independence Day, while white America still denies us first-class citizenship that goes with an independent people. And it is nothing but hypocrisy for the American white man to pretend that the Revolutionary War was truly a war of independence as long as 20 million black people here in America are denied the privileges of an independent people. Don't let the white man fool you. Don't let the white man smile at you and lull you to sleep. Behind that smile is a vicious heart. Behind those teeth is an animal-like beast who doesn't have it within him to want for you what he wants for himself and his own kind. Don't let that man fool you. When you look at that man, you're supposed to see him for exactly what he is. And if you want to know what he is, examine his deeds. Forget his words. He got a whole lot of pretty sounding words. Watch his deeds. His deeds are like the deeds of a snake, the deeds of a serpent, the deeds of a dragon, the deeds of a reptile, the deeds of a beast. Why, nothing but a race of beasts would take dogs and stick them on little black babies. Nothing but a race of beasts will stick dogs on black children and black women. Nothing but a race of beasts. And it is these deeds today that's causing the wrath of God to come down upon the head of the white man. And when you see him as he is and see how much hell he's catching, you're out of his mind to want to be with him. You're out of your mind to want to integrate with him. And you're really out of your mind if you take time to forgive him and ask God to have mercy on him. No, ask God to judge him. Ask God to do unto him as he has done unto you. He has caused your babies to suffer. Ask God to heap suffering upon his babies. He has caused your women to suffer. Ask God to heap suffering on his women. He has caused all of our people to suffer. You can't deny that. You may not like my saying it, but you can't deny it. Why, you got scars and knots on your head from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And every one of those scars is evidence against the American white man and his inhumanity to man. The Civil War was also fought on this continent, not to free the black slaves, as is commonly taught in the white man's schools, but the Civil War was actually fought to preserve the Union, preserve this country, keep it intact for white people. It wasn't fought to set you free. It wasn't fought to give you some kind of emancipation. It wasn't fought to make you a citizen. It wasn't fought to give you civil rights.